heart and the lungs and the...
Do they eat the lungs?
No, I don't mean lungs.
The
I
liver.
Take that liver.
Right.
I know you can't eat the lungs.
Oh, well, and I don't know some people might.
Now, don't... I think some people eat the... They call it the lights.
I don't know.
Negroes got chicken lights. That's the chicken's lungs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether they eat them or not. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I seem like I've heard of that.
If I had enough livers of a chicken, I'll broil them and boil them, eat them. If I don't, I take the neck and all that stuff that comes in the little paper bag and boil it and give it to my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Used to take it and make chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
Now I give it to the dog.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow, yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake or a river?
A boat, a bateau.
Okay, is there a difference in whether or not it has a square?
Yeah, front? And now my son-in-law has one that's square. It's a fishing, he calls it a fishing boat.
Right.
What does he call that thing?
And if it's like this?
That's a canoe.
Okay. What's a bateau?
I think that bateau, that's a French. Isn't that a
it's
French,
a French word?
Word,
but
and
what?
It's
what
used especially in the Mississippi and down
right.
in that.
But you don't think it's used around here?
Yeah, like and
but you're not sure what the difference is.
I don't know. I think Pat just calls it a boat.
Okay.
I don't like boats. I don't like water. So I just know he's got $100 in it, and he's had it out twice. And if he wanted to go and rent a boat from somebody for one afternoon, and they wanted $50 rent, why he think they were crazies. It's turned up over the last, been there 5 years, and he's used it twice.
That's an expensive hobby then, isn't it? What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A bed pillow, I presume you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes.
A pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
String of beads. Am I getting the right words?
Oh, there are many different ones. That one, I just want the one you're most likely to use. A pair of beads, a string of beads. You'd say more like
well,
this.
Well, a pail, I think you had on two strings.
Two strings, okay. No, some cases, evidently, they use
yeah.
a pair. I would say so, too, but mm-hmm. some cases they use that.
This is interesting. If you come every day, maybe I could upgrade my...
No, well, it's not that one of them
and
is
find out what other people
sure.
do.
It's just interesting because in different places, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the East, they're more likely to say one thing and another. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say one man really what the other?
Whipped him.
Okay. And what would you call the back part?
You could say walloped him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Right. What would you call, if somebody is stooped over like this, he's squatting down, you might say he got down on his
haunches.
Haunches.
Haunches,
okay. And what are some words that mean a stingy person?
Miser.
Okay.
They say I'm that.
Oh.
I ought to know more than that.
Suppose a person wears funny-looking clothes. You say he looks what?
Queer.
Okay. Anything else? And is there a different word if it's a man or a woman? She looks real, or he looks very
odd.
Okay.
Curious.
Okay. What do you call it if What do you call it if a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You might say she really is what?
Dressed up.
Okay. And what about a man? What would you say the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say he's certainly what?
He's a lively old codger.
Okay. You might say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy or drone.
Okay.